listen to creating the resonance of the Yiddish accent. Now, before we actually examine the specific sound changes, the vowel or consonant substitutions between standard American and English with a Yiddish accent, we're first going to look at changes that take place in the overall resonance of the voice, the kinds of sound changes that we can attribute to a general change in the behavior of the musculature of the oral tract and mouth. This is a change that happens all over on every sound that you utter in the speech. In my approach to dialect training, we try to find a specific point of focus for the sound. Now, in American, we put that point of focus right smack in the middle of the mouth. Right in the middle, halfway back, halfway between tongue and palate. You feel the vibration there. Now, when we switch to the Yiddish accent, however, this point of focus moves significantly forward to a spot right up between the tip of the tongue, between there and the spot where the top and bottom teeth meet in front. It's a very lazy resonance. It's not very active. It's not very muscular. Not only does the vibration shift forward from the center point resonance of American speech to that point in front of the mouth, but rather than being the strong, authoritative resonance with a sense of vibration actively springing out of the mouth, it gets very lazy, and it's almost as if you're taking a small marble or a pebble and trying to hold it lightly between your lip and teeth and tongue tip. You can't actually do this, holding the marble there, because it would get in the way of the airflow and the sound flow, and you'd spit it out or swallow it or something like that. But you imagine that you're holding that very little marble up there in front of your lips and between the teeth and the lips and the tongue tip. Then, instead of the sound jumping out of the mouth with the Yiddish resonance, it just sort of pours out very slowly and very easily. So exercise one for creating the Yiddish resonance, imagining the new point of focus and making it lazy. Now, in the first of these exercises, we're going to not have you make any physical adjustments to the oral cavity, but instead just have you try to imagine or to will the sound up front to that new resonance point. Now, this technique works for some people. If it's not enough in your case, don't worry, because in a minute we'll be adding several other exercises that make specific changes in the positioning and the configuration of the mouth. The way we'll work this first exercise is to count numbers in groups of three, giving first the three counts in the central resonance of American English without an accent. You'll then have the opportunity to repeat it after me. And then I'll shift to the new point of focus, giving the same three counts, and you repeat. Now, all I'm asking you to do right now is to try to sense or picture the point of vibration moving way up forward to that little cavity that we were talking about, held in lazily by the lips and the teeth and the tongue. The specific changes in the shape of the mouth we'll do in a few minutes. All right, let's try. Middle of the mouth focus. Really feel buzz in the middle of that mouth there. One, two, three. Repeat. Now shifting and getting lazy and sensing that you're holding that marble there and just imagining it up there. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, two, three. Now as we move on to 4, 5, 6, let me have you add one more phenomenon. Not only use a visual image of the sound moving up to that new point of focus, but try to imagine the energy by sensing the vibration, by feeling the vibration, the new point of focus, especially around the teeth and the lips. So when you start in the middle of the mouth area, you feel it in the middle, then you sense it and you feel it up in the new area as well. The phenomenon of energy exists in the middle, it shifts to the front. Okay, middle of the mouth. 4, 5, 6, really feel it, repeat. And sensing and imagining and feeling up to the point of the marble in the front. 4, 5, 6, just lazily dropping out of the mouth. Middle, 7, 8, 9, and to the new point of resonance, 7, 8, 9. And now the whole series from 1 to 10, both ways, first middle of the mouth, really experiencing that energy in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And now with the new focus, really both imagining and feeling, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do it. Lazily do it. Exercise 2 for the Yiddish resonance, changing the activity of the mouth. There are several very specific muscular activities of talking which happen much less actively and much less dynamically in Yiddish speech than they do in well-articulated American speech. First of all, the mouth simply does not open as wide. We'll see later that this is going to lead to a certain change in vowel pronunciation. So the one thing you want to do is simply keep your jaw from dropping quite as far. Try not to move your mouth very much, especially not move your jaw very much as you're talking. The second thing, part of this exercise, which is very important, is that you do not want to round your lips or push them forward, as in O and OO. If you say O and OO, do them in American, you'll feel your lips rounding and coming forward. Don't put the muscles of the lips to work to round them as you're speaking. This also is going to lead to several other slight pronunciation changes. Now, in standard American speech, the lips purse forward slightly and take on a muscular tension or activity. Don't do that in the Yiddish. Keep it lazy. We'll now return to the counting exercise. Don't forget the other elements of imagining the resonant point and feeling the lazy vibration, but also now you're going to keep the jaw much more closed, much less active, and keep the lips from rounding or pursing forward, and they're going to be lazy and unrounded. Middle of the mouth. 1, 2, 3. Repeat. Now doing all of those adjustments, imagine, feel, close jaw, lips lazy. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. Just let it spill out. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. Keep closing those lips a bit and letting it just spill out in front as if you were very softly holding that little marble in between your lips and tongue tip. You might actually, for a minute, put a fingertip in between the lips and the tongue tip just to get the feeling of what it feels like there. Then take it out and still get the sense of holding it in that same position before counting from 1 to 10 with the Yiddish resonance. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You do it real lazy. Feel all these things we just talked about. All right, exercise 3 for the Yiddish resonance. Resonance simply asks you to add one more thing to all of these resonance techniques, and that is to make your tongue get very much lazy and perhaps let it feel a bit thick and lethargic. It just sort of sits there at the bottom of the mouth and doesn't move very much. Now, obviously, the tip of the tongue can't be held rigidly. That would keep you from pronouncing consonants clearly, but it stays as still and as lazy as possible, which also accounts for some minor changes in pronunciation. We'll talk about them later. We'll talk about tense vowels going to lax vowels. So once again, in counting exercise, do everything that you were doing before with the lips and the laziness in the jaw, etc., etc., but now cut down on the amount of movement in your tongue. Just let the sound spill out of that little cavity lazily. Middle. 1, 2, 3. Now doing all these things. 1, 2, 3.
4, 5, 6.
4, 5, 6. 7, 8, 9. 7, 8, 9. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. You might even want to put a little of that lilt in to have some fun with it. 7, 8, 9, 10. Now, before we actually move away from the resonance lesson, we're going to look at some very, very minor pronunciation changes. Remember that this resonance change makes the lips change shape. It keeps the tongue from moving down low because the jaw doesn't open as well. And it also keeps our laxness in the tongue root. Now, these first four vowel changes are considered by some linguists to be actual changes in pronunciation. But I feel that all you have to do is to pursue the lazy resonance properly, and you'll find that the very minor changes in pronunciation are coming almost automatically. Thus, instead of thinking of these as as four real pronunciation changes, let's think of them as simply extensions of the resonance. First, the E sound, E as in cheese, softens slightly toward the E sound, but it's not a complete chis, chis, but cheese, 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 perhaps with a little bit of the lilt, but you definitely get a slight softening. It doesn't change all the way to that other vowel, though. Let's look at the word list. Each. You repeat it in American. Each. Now I'll do it. Each. You do it. Deal. Deal. Yield. Yield. Cheat. Cheat. Think of it coming out of the resonance. One sentence. She needed to beat me, so she cheated by dealing a three. She needed to beat me, so she cheated by dealing a three. We're not going to do too much practicing with these because they're really basically very simple. Work on the resonance. The second one is the A sound, as in cut and hot, which goes slightly up higher in the mouth toward the O. Hot, cup. So we have couple, couple. Trouble, trouble. Glove, glove. Just, just. Again, do all the four things with the resonance, so you get the sense of the vowel starting to change, but you really don't have to think of it as vowel changes. The puppet was dumbfounded at being shut up in the trunk. The puppet was dumbfounded at being shut up in the trunk. Even if you say puppet was dumbfounded, if you do the resonance properly, it's still going to give the sense of appropriate Yiddish sound. The A sound, as in great, softens slightly toward the E. So instead of great, you have great, great, great. It still is going to be a little bit closer to the A than to the E, but it softens slightly. That's why I don't like to think of this as pronunciation change. Just as doing the sound as you'd normally do it, but imposing the Yiddish resonance. Word list. Chaste, chest. Rainfall, rainfall. Way, way. Today, today. A sentence. The flaky neighbor made a face at the grateful baby. Working on all the resonance things, all four characteristics, go get it. The flaky neighbor made a face at the grateful baby. And finally here we have the oo sound, which softens slightly to the o. So we have food going slightly to food. Food. Foot. Shoot. Shoot. Soup. Soup. Even if we do a full O with the resonance, it still sounds fairly right, but just move it a little bit toward the O, because the lip rounding goes away. Fool. Full. Heavy boots stomped on the moon soon after noon. Heavy boots stomped on the moon soon after noon. Now, these particular pronunciation changes we just looked at are so minor that many people still perceive the vowel to be the same one as we have in American dialect. I gave you both on the tape and in the manual what the vowel is moving toward phonetically in the Yiddish accent, but I tell you again, in these cases of these four vowels, you're probably better off just working actively toward the lazy resonance. I don't know whether that's a contradiction in terms. Working actively toward a lazy resonance. Well, working toward the lazy resonance. So the vowel should make that very minor adjustment by itself, without your thinking about the specific pronunciation changes. So this is the end of the lesson on the use of the lazy frontal resonance in the Yiddish accent.